Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you on this Super Saturday, and it's a Super Bowl weekend, and we've got a big, big day of broadcasting for you as we're going to start it all right here at the Coach's Corner. And this morning, as I'm wrapping things up from the high school, as they prepare for a big day of sectional wrestling, the work has been put in, folks. All the efforts of these young men, these coaches, the sweat, the blood, the tears, the exuberance of winning, and the heartbreak of loss has been paid during the season, and now the fruits of their labor get to be unveiled on these mats here at Albia High School, the site of the 2013 sectionals, and the Blue Demons wrestlers are ready. The coaches are ready. I just got done speaking with Coach Schofield and Coach Winger. They're going to be getting ready to do their weigh-ins here just any moment, and that looks to be all in great shape as the wrestlers have paid the price. You know, one of the things I've talked about all season long was the exceptional conditioning of these wrestlers, particularly out of the gate. In the past seasons, you know, we've always had outstanding conditioning. But this year, truly, this wrestling team came out, and one of the most obvious things that you would see is that these kids were in better condition than their opponents. Now, over a long season, a team can lose some of that some of that momentum you get out of the gate, particularly when you get a fast start to conditioning. Others will catch up to you. And Coach, you'll hear in our conversation we had just a moment ago, just that you know, you have to continue to pay that price. But this team has not had to struggle with weights. And when you don't have to struggle with weight and you've got the conditioning down, then the coaches can really hone in on those skill sets to keep on improving the technique of each wrestler. And that's what they've been doing here, particularly the latter part of the season. We're going to talk about that, and of course, we'll have all the coverage beginning at noon of sectional wrestling, and not just here in Albuquerque, because, folks, this turns into one big party wrestling here in southern Iowa as KIC becomes your sports leader and your exclusive wall-to-wall coverage of the 2013 Iowa State Wrestling Tournament at Wells Fargo Arena, and the new app is being polished up. It will be unveiled, and Scotty Fry will be working with Jill Millish, and we'll make that announcement earlier, or a little bit later on in this week. The new app is coming your way. But this is coverage not just for Albia wrestlers, but for all the wrestlers of Southern Iowa. And there's a big sectional wrestling meet going on in Eddyville-Blakesburg today. And Joe Millish will be down there, and he'll be bringing you live coverage of Rocket Nation. They look to send 8 to 9 wrestlers to the well this year, and we're really pulling for those guys to have a huge day down in Eddyville as the Rockets, you know, they put that hard work in as well. And when you go to the dual meets and having a son on the team, I'm able to travel to all the tournaments and get to see the guys and the teams from all around the area, and there's so much good wrestling going on right here in southern Iowa, and the Rockets are among the elite. Truly, when you go to the tournaments, it's Albia in second place and the Rockets in first, and you know, they're just so close together, but the Rockets have filled most of their spots, if not all of them, and that really gives them a chance, not only on the individual level to send 8 or 9 wrestlers to the Wells Fargo Arena, but as a team, they have a real chance to win 1A team wrestling, and of course, we'll have all that coverage for you. Joe Millich is going to be covering that down in Tumble, we'll keep you, or down in Eddyville, and of course, We'll have Kevin Cochran joining us today. He'll have some conversations and comments about the Ottumwa wrestlers. They don't have sectionals, so they'll be wrestling in districts next week, but we'll talk with him as well throughout the day. Lots to talk about, and wrestling is just the beginning, folks, because as we move from wrestling here this afternoon, we'll head to Wells Fargo Arena. Dan Stocker will be on hand to bring you boys and girls of basketball coverage. The girls get underway at 3 o'clock, and we'll be right in the heart of wrestling and likely finishing up. So we'll bring you updates throughout the girls' basketball game, but the boys' game, likely we'll get all that in live as the wrestling comes to a grand conclusion. But Dan Stocker's going to be up there updating us on the girls' game, giving you all the live coverage that we can, and then the boys' game will be going on at Wells Fargo Arena. What an opportunity for our kids to be showcased on such a big stage, and our community gets to be seen and recognized with these outstanding boys and girls basketball teams. And, of course, the rough night last night for Albia, as the Rockets were able to get the job done. But great performances out of all of our kids, and truly looking forward to listening to Dan bring us that broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena. So much more, including the Super Bowl, Super Bowl weekend, and you'll be able to listen to the Super Bowl right here. We got more when we come back to the corner of 35 and 4. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Super Saturday here at the corner of 34 and 5 and KIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa. We're going to get the sectional wrestling opened up here, and Joe Millage will be on location down in Eddyville, bringing you all the coverage of the Rockets. And, of course, Joe Sinclair will be joining me here in Albion, bringing you all the coverage of the sectionals here in Albion. How fortunate we are to have sectionals here. So, folks, get out, get over to the gymnasium, bring your headsets with you. I've seen lots of people stopping me in the hallways this morning saying, hey, I'm bringing my headset. Are you on the air? Well, of course we're on the air. We are your sports leader in Southern Iowa, and we will continue to bring you all the coverage of wrestling all the way to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be the first broadcasters to walk through the doors at Wells, and we'll be the last as they shut out the lights on Wells Fargo Arena. And literally, last year, as the lights were going off on the entire arena, Coach Winger, who walked out the door with us, helping us carry the equipment out, we were the last people to leave that arena, and we're going to be there to bring you all of the wrestling coverage for all the wrestlers who make it to Wells Fargo this season. We got so much going on this weekend. We got the wrestling. We got basketball this afternoon as the Lady D's and Blue Demons head up to Wells Fargo Arena, and they're on the big stage today as well. And then, of course, tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday, and we'll have that right here. But lots going on in the sports world, Hawks, Cyclones, wrestling, basketball, and so much more. Let's get you updated with Radio Iowa.
Radio Iowa Sports, I'm Pat Curtis. The Iowa wrestling team knocked off top-ranked Penn State 22-16 in front of 15,000 fans at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City last night, while heavyweight Bobby Telford clinched the victory for the third-ranked Hawkeyes. 174-pounder Mike Evans scored a huge win. The sixth-ranked Evans, in a wild scramble situation, scored a late takedown and held on to beat fourth-ranked Matt Brown 4-3. Two of Iowa's top-ranked wrestlers, Matt McDonough and Derek St. John, also had hard-fought one-point victories, while Tony Ramos pinned his opponent at 133. On the basketball court today, the Iowa State Cyclones are at home to face Baylor. Both teams are looking to bounce back from losses. The Bears are 5-2 in the Big 12 race after losing at home to Oklahoma, while the Cyclones are 4-3 after surrendering an 11-point second-half advantage in a loss at Oklahoma State.
Baylor just creates a lot of matchup problems with their length and athleticism. You know, they have a great point guard, so, you know, we're going to have to play great, and I think we've been playing pretty well at home, you know, especially when we get our home crowd behind us.
That's senior guard Chris Babb, who had 19 points in the loss to the Cowboys. The Drake Bulldogs will be at home tonight when they host Indiana State in the Knapp Center. It'll be part of a doubleheader that finds the Drake women hosting Creighton. The Drake men are 4-6 in the Valley and host a Sycamore team that is coming off a stunning victory at Wichita State to move within a game of the Valley lead. Meanwhile, the UNI Panthers will be at home against Wichita State this afternoon. The Panthers are 4-6 in the Valley after back-to-back heartbreaking losses on the road to Indiana State and Evansville. This is Radio Iowa.
Max, the INS dude here, helping INS honor athletes across Iowa. Here's your INS Player of the Week.
4A, Iowa City West junior Wyatt Lohouse averaged 19 points and shot 76% from the field in two wins. Lohouse scored 17 points, dished out 7 assists in a victory over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 3A, Centerville senior Logan Dabney averaged 16 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists and 3 block shots in two wins. He had 22 points and 12 rebounds in a victory over Edigo Blakesburg. Sheldon's Dallas Anima is the winner in Class 2A. The senior averaged more than 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists in 3 victories. And Ben Taylor of Ankeny Christian Academy is the winner in Class 1A. The senior averaged 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 wins. He scored 21 points, added 12 boards, 4 assists, and 3 block shots in a victory over Adair Casey.
INS and your local independent telecommunications company, actively supporting high school athletics and the youth of Iowa's future.
The Iowa Hawkeyes head back out on the road for a Super Sunday matchup against 23rd-ranked Minnesota. The Hawkeyes are 3-5 in the Big Ten after a Thursday night victory over Penn State. Minnesota is 4-4 in the league race after a lopsided win over Nebraska. There will soon be two Super Bowl quarterbacks who have played college football in the Unidome. One is UNI alum Kurt Warner. The other is the Baltimore Ravens' Joe Flacco, who was a senior for Delaware when the visiting Blue Hens upset UNI at the Dome during the 2007 FCS playoffs. Flacco is one of more than 150 players on NFL rosters who've come from FCS schools. UNI coach Mark Farley says the Baltimore quarterback's success is a testament to the quality of players in the FCS.
It's another example. I mean, the elite, the best of the best. So you're going to play those type of players in this league. And there's running backs, there's quarterbacks, there's receivers that have came out that have done outstanding jobs. But this is one of those, you know, those positions that everybody's watching, and he's leading his team, you know, to the biggest game there is.
There are 9 players from FCS schools on the rosters of the 2 Super Bowl teams, including former Iowa running back Jewel Hampton, who transferred to Southern Illinois before signing with the 49ers. This is Radio Iowa.
Super Bowl 47 is on Dial Global Sports.
In perhaps the most unique Super Bowl matchup ever, brother against brother, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, has set the stage for emotion and drama in New Orleans at Super Bowl 47.
Niners, Ravens. All the excitement is right here.
The Super Bowl on KIIC, presented by Bill and Ray's Truck Repair in Oskaloosa.
The 20th annual Ottumwa Home and Garden Show will be held March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. With over 140 exhibitors, seminars, door prizes, and giveaways, you won't want to miss this great event. The ISU Insect Zoo will be on display Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd. And on Saturday from 1 to 2:30, the featured speaker will be Jerry Kluver of Get Growing. Admission prices are $5 for adults, $4 for kids 6 to 12, and kids 5 and under get in free. Don't miss the 20th annual Ottumwa Home and Garden Show. For more information, visit AttumwaHomeExpo.com.
It's Super Bowl time at the new Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. Buy 2 of their delicious large pizzas and get free 2 liters of pop this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, they'll have lots of Super Bowl treats and specials. Pizza, sandwiches, donuts, beer, pop, ice, and much, much more. Anderson's Country Store is open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to 10 on Saturday and Sunday. Park right in front. Remember, buy 2 large pizzas this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and get 2 liters of pop free.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All Yeah, we're getting ready for a big Saturday of coverage right here in your Sports Leader KIC Super Saturday, and we're going to get to your wrestling at noon. Of course, Big D will be up in Des Moines, Wells Fargo, and bringing girls coverage this afternoon. This year, we got all kinds of amazing sponsors in our wrestling, and none more amazing than Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home here in Albia, and Bob Sennett, who outstanding wrestler in his own right, bleeds Blue Demon Blue, and he stepped up big time. And Tom Williamson talked to him and on the news, and had a little interview with him about something big that he's doing. And I'd like to relive that interview that Tom did with the outstanding Bob Sennett.
I'm happy to have in the studio this afternoon local businessman and owner of the Sennett Funeral Home here in Albia, Bobby Sennett. And Bobby has stopped by because he's got a great proposal that he's put forth here that will really help the wrestling program and add to already an exciting sport. Now, Bobby's a huge wrestling fan, having been a wrestler himself, and actually coming from the Sennett name is synonymous with wrestling here in Albia through the years. But Bobby, let's hear about what it is you're proposing to help the wrestling program.
The Blue Demons are going to be going into sectional wrestling tomorrow, and then after the sectionals we'll be going to districts and then on to state. These kids definitely don't need any added incentive because it's already going to be there, but any way we can help, we'd sure like to. For tomorrow, every pin will be giving $25 to the Albia wrestling program, and then when they go on to districts, we'll be giving $50 for every pin, and then when we get to the state tournament, it'll be $100 for every pin. So hopefully we'll be seeing all of our kids pin their way to a state title this year.
You bet, and adding to the program. Now, the sectional start here in Albia tomorrow, which is great. Is this a first for us?
No, we have had sectionals in Albia in the past, and we usually get a great crowd, so we sure hope to see Albia come out and support us again.
So fill that, Jim, and if you just can't be there, or take your radio and tune into KIIC, we will have complete coverage with Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers on hand. But think how much more exciting this is going to be every time an Albia wrestler gets a pin tomorrow. $25 goes into the wrestling program. So, Bobby, thanks a lot for this. I know you're a huge wrestling fan, and you're glad to do this, and we're really grateful you're doing this.
And that is Bob Sennett. Had the conversation last night with Tom Williamson, our news director, and just an outstanding job. You see this over and over again, how the business leaders in the community really step up and find ways to support our kids, our programs, and we find that on every broadcast when we go through the list of people who sponsor these sporting events and get behind our kids, and no different this weekend. And of course, Bob Sennett stepping up, $25 a pin this week, $50 at districts, and for the Albia wrestlers to get to the state wrestling tournament, $100 a pin for the wrestling program. And what a great gesture out of Bob Sennett, who himself was a great wrestler and is obviously a big time supporter, and he does that through all the sports programs. Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home here in Albia does a great job of sponsoring all of these sporting events right here on KIIC, and want to thank them for stepping up. Big morning here for wrestling, as the wrestlers now will be walking towards the weigh-in, and Coach Dave Winger just a few moments ago, and my mad rush to get the interviews in this morning before the weigh-ins. They were put the mats. The mats are down on the floor. I just left the high school, and the wrestlers are ready. They're preparing at the MAC Center. But Coach Winger and I had this conversation just a few minutes ago about today's big sectional event.
With me now is the head coach of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, head coach Dave Winger. Mm-hmm. Coach, here we are, buddy. This is go time. You know, all the hard work and the preparation has been done. The work's been done, and now it's to go out and harvest the crop. And you guys look to have a really good.
Exactly right. You know, we focus all of our attention on this week and this weekend. So, you know, we'll see where the guys are. I feel real confident about where the guys are, and it's going to be exciting. You know, this is the exciting time of the year. I got my juices flowing last night watching the Iowa duel. So that really got me going for today, and not that I needed any extra help, but it certainly helped. So we're looking forward to a big day, and we've got some kids that are fully intending on moving on here within the next couple weeks, and right now it's just wrestling to put ourselves in a better position for the weeks to come.
Well, Coach, we're fortunate to have the sectionals right here. It's going to be a nice environment. The stands are going to be out on both sides. The mats will be the focus. This should be a large crowd today. And how much of an advantage is that to you and your wrestlers today?
Oh, it's an enormous advantage. You know, we can keep the guys away from all the commotion that's going to go on over here. You know, the guys are going to spend the morning over at the MAC and do their thing over with Coach Pickerel and Coach Volkerts, and the adults are over here setting things up, and they'll weigh in, and they'll put something back in their body, and then they're going to go work that off again, and so we'll get that cycle through them, and you know, they got to sleep in a little bit this morning, so. And then we'll have our home crowd, most importantly. So there's a lot of advantages. You know, we tried to keep the kids away from the distractions this morning so they could focus on what they have to do this afternoon. So that's the biggest advantage for sure.
We're talking with Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion wrestling team. It is it's go time here and this Super Saturday. And, Coach, one thing I noticed right away on this season was the exceptional condition that this team came out of the gate with, and you'd be able to sustain that. And to me, that's really been an ability for you guys now to focus on the concentration of technique. And has that been something you've been able to sustain? Sometimes, you know, you get out of the gate fast and you're not able to sustain it, but it sure appears that way. But you're the coach and you see him in the room and you know him best. That certainly seemed to have been an advantage most of the season anyway.
Yeah, it was a big advantage at the beginning of the year, like you said. But, you know, I think some people have closed the gap on us a little bit, but that'll happen. But, yeah, I haven't really seen anybody that's been able to outwork us this year. And, you know, we've really changed a lot with our conditioning. You know, we used to run a lot, and we used to do, you know, a lot of different things. And now we're wrestling for our conditioning. And truthfully, I think that's the best way to do it. You know, if you want to get in wrestling shape, you have to wrestle. You really can't run all the time. So we've gotten away from the running a little bit, and we've gotten more into the wrestling and the technique. And you know what? The weights are a big part, too. You know, we've got kids that are pretty conscious about their weights, and not all of them, but for the most part they are, and that goes a long ways as well. You don't have to run as much, and you don't have to work out nearly as much. You know, it can be short and sweet rather than long and drawn out, and so it's a testament to the kids with their weight management as well. But yeah, I think we're where we need to be conditioning wise. I mean, we think it can always be better, but you know, I'll go out on a limb and say we're not going to lose a match because of conditioning. Another guy might be better than us, but we're not going to lose because of conditioning.
Coach, weights. This is you're sitting here an hour before weigh in. No concerns about weight.
Nope, none at all. You know, one that always pops into mind right off the bat is Zach Davis, and I don't know what happened with Zach, but I think he woke up one morning and understood that he should be doing some things differently, and he's coming in underweight to practice. So, you know, that's a big thing with Zach, and I'm so proud of that kid for what he's done. And you know, we want to extend both of our seniors' seasons this week. But, you know, Zach has come a long ways with his body and with his conditioning and the type of human being that he is, you know. So, you know, he was the one that we were really concerned about, but we've got some other kids that are pushing the issue a little bit. But you know, 90% of our guys are where they need to be, and truthfully, they're not missing much as far as eating. So, and that'll go a long ways in the postseason here as we start getting tougher matches.
Well, and the weight control, when you can control it early and keep it consistent, then you know you can start eating and keeping the body strong and the mental side of it. Because one of the things that you know that you learn to appreciate when you're maybe new to wrestling or haven't been around it is that, yeah, we talk a lot about the body weight and the conditioning of the body, but honest to goodness, this is a battle of the mind.
Yeah, and you know, we'll go back to the advantage of being at home today. You know, that's what we're doing right now. You know, that's what we've been doing for the last couple hours here is you know, our bodies are ready, so it's getting the mind right and having Coach Volkerts and Coach Pickerel up in the room this morning to get them right. I don't think we could pick two more qualified guys to do that. So I'm fully confident that they're going to be ready to go mentally as well. But like I said, being at home and being able to get away from things there's not a whole lot of distraction up there. It's just us, and they'll be ready to go.
Coach, such expectations out of so many of your guys. That also comes on the mind. But you got some really high expectations of these guys, and sometimes fear can get you when you go on the mat and you're afraid of your opponent, and fear can get you when you go on the mat when you're afraid of yourself.
Yeah, no question. We talked about that this week. You know, Coach Schofield, he's preached for the last couple of years that a lot of times when we get late in the season that we wrestle not to lose, and I think he's right. You know, it took me a while to buy into that, but I think he's completely right on that. So, you know, we talked about we need to get a lead and build a lead and continue wrestling instead of worrying about, just simply winning the match. We need to go out and continue to do the things that we've done up to this point rather than sitting back and coasting. It's not a time to coast. So we really drilled that into their heads this week. I hope that they got the message. I hope that they'll do that. We're going to reiterate that here in an hour or so and make sure that they understand that. But it's not a time to coast. We need to build on leads. And if we're down, we need to remember, we'll go back to the conditioning part of it, that we're not going to be out of a match. So we got to trust what we've done is right and trust in our conditioning. And hopefully that'll carry over into the third period in those tight matches.
Well, physically, in terms of any injuries or sicknesses, Coach, that you got to deal with today, that those are never planned and they can happen quickly. So, how's the overall health of this team?
Well, real good. You know, Dalton Folkerts is bounced back really nice from his broken thumb. So, he's been drilling hard and practicing hard the last couple weeks. So, there's a little bit of a concern there, but it's not much with me. Dalton's a competitor, so he's going to come out and give it everything he's got. And if he couldn't go, he'd let us know that as well. But the biggest concern that I have as a coach is Joe Sager. He's a kid that's come in and worked his tail off all year long, and he's done everything that he's needed to do in order to compete at sectionals. And he came down with a little skin condition over the week, and he's going to be unable to wrestle today because it's a communicable disease, so impetigo. So something that we had to work with, and it wasn't something pleasant. You know, Joe was pretty disappointed, but the good thing, if there's a silver lining, we've got a kid that can step in there in Christian Palace, and a freshman that's spent a lot of time in the wrestling room over the course of the last 6 months, and he's going to be ready to go. So, you know, and it talks about our depth as well, something that we haven't had in the past. You know, that would have just simply been an open spot for us in the past. So we have a kid that can step in there and win some matches, and the good thing about it is nobody knows about Christian, so he's going to be able to step in there and maybe surprise somebody, and he's definitely got the ability to step in. But, yeah, everybody else is healthy. We're ready to roll.
Talking with head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion Blue and Wrestling team, just an hour away from weigh-ins, and of course we're going to be on the air at noon, and starting the trip to Wells Fargo Arena. This all starts today. Coach, let's start with a couple of guys I want to talk about individually. And going into last weekend, you had three undefeated wrestlers, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought Shad Alesh, once again, third match in a row. And it's hard to beat a guy three times, and particularly a guy like Jaron Glosser, who not only is an outstanding wrestler, but they know each other so well. And so that kind of it can be a disadvantage in having beaten him twice. But from my perspective, and I'm simply a fan and a broadcaster's perspective, that probably was a good thing for Shadow to have happen to him.
Yeah, you were kind of reading my mind. You know, the good news is that we don't have to wrestle Glosser again, and the good news is that we got beat. You know, it's really not a bad thing to get beat late in the year. We talk about, you know, a loss now is sometimes a win later. So if that's something that happens later down the line here within the next couple of weeks, that loss is definitely worth it. So it fired Shadow up. You know, there's no question about it. He didn't want to lose, but, you know, he's definitely had a different attitude since that loss. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. So Shadow might argue that with me, but, you know, it's gonna get him hungry, and it's going to allow him to understand that he's not invincible. So he's definitely on a mission right now. So, you know, it's a good thing, and we'll continue to plug along there, and we'll see where it ends up.
Well, he was one step from the top of the podium. And so, you know, Shadow's right there knocking on the door, and I know that's got to be his mission.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And, you know, you've seen that with his practice habits this year as well. And he's just come into the wrestling room with a lot different attitude this year. And, you know, I think a lot of that is that technically we were going to have him wrestle 113 this year. And when we threw that out the window, you know, weight was no longer an issue. And a Shadow at 113 is a different kid than a Shadow at 120 mentally. You know, our chances at 113 might have been a little bit better. Not that his chances at 20 are bad, but, you know, the mental side of it with the different weight classes has been enormous this year with Shadow, and especially with his practice habits. So I think that happened for a reason, and I think that he's in the right spot. So, again, we'll just have to see where it all plays out.
Last weekend, Bryce Lushen got a huge win, and you know that it's going to set up likely a rematch today.
Yeah, we were looking at that match, and we were a little worried about it. I'm not going to lie, but you know the competitiveness that Bryce has, where you can't be concerned about whether Bryce Leshen's going to wrestle for you. So, and it went a long ways with seeding. You know, we'll have our seeding meeting right after weigh-ins here, and there's no question who the number one seed is at 126, so we proved that last week. So, but we're going to have to get the job done again today. So, and we've looked at the tape, and we've really dissected that match, and we've seen some of the tendencies, and we're going to go for it. So it's going to be a different match today, style-wise, because we're going to wrestle him much different than we did last Saturday in Fairfield. But I think we've got a good game plan with Bryce.
Of course, we get to Dalton Fulkers. He's been out all season long, and this is you know, he's had to deal with all these different injuries. At the same time, though, he's been concentrating in practice and you know, working in practice, getting his conditioning down, and he's had such a history of wrestling that I have no doubts about Dalton Fulkers.
Yeah, he's going to have a tough match today with the Beck kid from Grinnell, and we feel good about that match as well. And is, you know, like I said, there's just a little bit of something in the back of my mind when it comes to his thumb. But like I said, if Dalton wasn't ready to go, he wouldn't step on the mat. So he's gonna do what he needs to do in order to make it happen. And hopefully we can make it through healthy and move on to next week with Dalton. But he's gonna be right there and ready to go. I have no question about his conditioning. You know, another thing, when he was out, he didn't have to worry about the mental side of wrestling too much. He could get off of his diet a little bit and do the things that he wanted to do. But he's brought it back down in a healthy way, and actually was under this morning when he came in. So I trust that he'll be ready to go.
Griff and Brett, they've just been dominating all season. You know, they've been tested at times, but they've had two outstanding years, and those two guys, you know, they're just rock solid.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen two guys that were 45 or 44-0 and done it in such a quiet way. You know, they're kind of, nobody's really talking about them, and that's okay. You know, Griffin's wrestled as solid as anybody that we've got on the team, and we really haven't talked much about him this year, but that's okay, you know, that's okay. Well, and then with Brett, you know, it's the same way. He, to be real honest with you, we would have liked to seen Brett get tested a little bit more this year, and that's no disrespect to anybody that he's wrestled, but, you know, we would have liked to seen a few more, you know, 5-3 matches, or even maybe pinned a loss on him as well to get him fired up. But not that I want any of my guys to lose, but like we said with Shadow, you know, sometimes it does you good. But two guys that have done their business in a very quiet way, that you know, they both have a legitimate shot at winning a state title, not just a medal, but a title. So we're looking forward to that.
Coach, then we get to the upper weights at Christian Summers. I think he's going to wrestle up 195, and then, of course, Zach Davis. Two guys that have improved so much, and both are looking for a chance. You know, you'd say a few years ago that Christian, you know, was going to be a guy to go out there as a team wrestler and do everything he could. But you can say now, hey, you know, he's improved to the point where if he puts his best day together, he can move on as well. And Zach Davis, again, another great story. That's a great improvement. And he has a chance to punch his ticket to next week as well.
Yeah, I fully expect both of those guys to move on. You know, Christian's a guy that we can put anywhere in our lineup, and he's not going to he's going to go out there and give us 6 minutes as hard as he can go. And, you know, Schofield sat down and took a look at things, and we just thought that it was in, within his best interest to bump him up. And we're going to slide Jacob West in at 182. And, you know, Jacob is a kid that's going to go out there and compete. 182 is a pretty tough bracket. And with Christian being a senior and Jacob being a freshman, you know, we just thought at 195 that we had a really good shot of pushing Christian through there. So there's some kids there that, he's beaten before. So we feel really good with our chances at 195. And with Zach, I mean, what can I say? I just am a little bit worried because he still is a little bit inexperienced in a high-profile match. But we've prepared him the right way, and the kid is on a mission because he's, you know, he knows that this is his last go-around. So, and with all the work that that kid's put in over – both of those kids, Christian and – both of my seniors, Christian and Zach, that, you know, they – it's okay to wrestle, you know, knowing that tomorrow might not come. I'm fine with that because sometimes desperation is good. So with those two guys, they know that it's either you know, they get the job done this weekend or they go home, and I really, really feel good about both of their chances.
Well, those are the individuals, but also today is a chance for the team to advance on, and the guy next to you that I'm waiting to talk to, Coach Schofield, because he's your schemer, your mad schemer. He's the mad scientist that gets to wear the lab coat that scares the kids in the back room, and but he's the guy that does all the planning and scheming out the attack when we get to duels. So this is a big day, not just for individuals, but for the team.
Yeah, no question. I don't normally say many good things about Coach, but, you know, I'll tell you what, we've got a great system. Our coaching staff from start to finish are they're guys that where they need to be, you know. I can't imagine my job if I had to worry about that stuff, you know, putting guys in the right spots. So I don't even think about it. That's not something that even crosses my mind. I very rarely ever give him suggestions on that because the route that he chooses is generally the right one. But so that's a nice thing to have. And you know what? He spends a lot of time doing that, and it pays off. You know, it pays off. So we've got kids in the right spot, and it gives them the best chance to move on, and it helps us out as a team. So the thing that I like about that, and it goes right down the line with Nick and with Tim and with even Coach Beal, you know, Coach Beal is in there helping us with our conditioning and our nutrition, and it's just a really, really great package right now, and it shows off with our team, that's for sure, as a whole.
Well, Coach, the CEO gets credit for that, putting together the great team, and you've done a great job, and we – looking forward to noon as the first whistle will blow, and that's when all the excitement will go, and the work's put in, Coach, and now you go reap your harvest.
Time to have some fun, you bet. You know, next Tuesday, we're really looking forward to next Tuesday. Hopefully we put ourselves in a good position for regional duels. So we don't like coming out of here second. You know, our goal after today is to win a regional duel round, so we're definitely looking forward to that on Tuesday.
Let's come back and talk real quick with Coach Gerald Schofield, scheming out those duels when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Plaza Furniture in Leon continues their odds and ends sale this week. Queen gel mattresses with box springs are $7.49 per set. Pie safes in oak, just $99. Sectionals with two recliners, $799. All cedar rocking chairs, $149. And a counter high table with four benches, now $169. It's the odds and ends sale at Plaza Furniture, Highway 2 in Leon. Open Monday through Saturday till 5 p.m.
There is a benefit auction for Dennis Hollenrake on Saturday, February 2nd. Dennis has had complications from diabetes and has had to have two surgeries, recently resulting in a partial amputation of one of his feet. All money raised at the fundraiser will go to Dennis. Social hour is at 4 p.m. followed by a meal and auction. Come on over to the KC Hall on Saturday, February 2nd and enjoy an evening and help Dennis out. Tom Adler and Dean Lathrop will be the auctioneers.
Super Bowl 47 is on Dial Global Sports.
In perhaps the most unique Super Bowl matchup ever, brother against brother, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh has set the stage for emotion and drama in New Orleans at Super Bowl 47.
Niners, Ravens. All the excitement is right here.
The Super Bowl on KIIC, presented by Bill and Ray's Truck Repair in Oskaloosa.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner, and sitting next to me is Coach Darryl Schofield. Coach, first of all, we give you a hard time, but we really do respect all that you do for the program, and you're a first-class guy. You're lots of fun, and because everybody gives you a hard time, the guys have fun, and the camaraderie is built in this coaching staff. I think it's built around the fact that you all get along so well and really respect each other.
Yeah, it's really an important aspect as a coaching staff to be able to have some fun during the season, because wrestling is a long season, and if you don't have fun as a coaching staff, this time of the year is gets to be a hassle rather than what we call as our payday time of the year. We worked all year for this time of the year, and we've got our guys set up and in the position where they need to be, and it basically comes down to day. They got to go out and perform.
Coach, you know, we want to get the individuals' tickets punched to next week, but we also want to be wrestling on Tuesday, and that's where, you know, your real skill set comes in from a team standpoint, the scheming and planning to set guys up. And I think one thing's nice this year is you got guys that you can move around quite a bit, and you got those people you can put in different spots, and that gives you a lot of chance to use that strategy.
Yeah, we've got a couple guys that are backups for us that we can plug into the lineup if we need to and count on them to go out and give us a match. And that allows us to some flexibility and be able to slide some guys around occasionally if we need to get matchups or to control one of those open weight classes that we've had during the year. I would really hate to think if we had a full lineup how dangerous we would be if we had four more guys like what we've got in the room to fill those weights. And you know, next year we get our eighth graders coming up that can fill our lower weights, and if we can get a couple more guys out in the upper weights, we might be able to fill a lineup next year and be really tough.
Well, Coach, let's look ahead a little bit in dual scenarios. What are some of those scenarios for us that we might look forward if we were able to pull off one of the top spots?
Well, the three regional sites that we would potentially go to would be Mediapolis, Creston, or East Marshall. Those would be the three closest sites to us. The best scenario would be if we went north to East Marshall. I think the teams that are up there are teams we can compete with a little bit stronger as a dual team coming out of this sectional up that direction. If we went west to Creston, I think probably Creston and us would be the two teams that would be a very close duel. If we go east, Minneapolis is an extremely strong team this year. We went over and dueled them last year in a regular season duel, and they smoked us, and they've got everybody back. So that would be a pretty high mountain to climb. I'm not saying we couldn't do it, because we've got our guys in the position we need them this year, but we would have to win just about every matchup to pull that one off. So best case scenario is going north to East Marshall. Worst case scenario is going east to Minneapolis.
Well, Coach, we got to run here on the show, but I really do mean it when I say I really appreciate and respect all you do, and I know the guys all respect you, and you've been a big part of this wrestling program, and I know you're a dynamic duo, you and Coach Winger.
Well, we sure get along with each other real well. We kid each other and jab each other a lot, just some of us have good hair and some of us don't, so we'll just leave it at that. You can come take a look at Coach Winger's bad haircut today, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
No room for friends to give jabs. All right, Coach Schofield, as we prepare here for the big day of wrestling, it is Super Saturday on this Super Weekend, and we're going to take a timeout, come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit. Bye.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm live from Albia High School, wrapping up the Coach's Corner here. The mats are down. The wrestlers are in the house. The weigh-ins are just 3 moments away. And I'm going to tell you, the atmosphere in here is going to be intense. And you can probably cut it with the night, the suspense that's going to be going on these matches here this afternoon. But it's going to be a great day on this Super Saturday, this Super Bowl weekend. We're going to bring you all of the sectional coverage, not only from here in Albia, but Jay Mills is going to be down in Ville. He'll bring you all the Rocket coverage as well. And, of course, we'll be not only broadcasting the Albia wrestlers, but all the wrestlers here from Southern Iowa as we move our way to Wells Fargo Arena. We are going to be the first people to walk in that building, and we will be the last to leave. The only station to bring you wall-to-wall coverage of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. But there's much, much more on this Super Saturday. We're going to take you right from these mats to the hard courts of Wells Fargo Arena, where Dan Stocker will be doing the girls and boys basketball games as they take on Knoxville on the big stage. And I know both the boys and girls are excited about their chance to go and play on such an awesome environment, and we wish them very, very, very best here this afternoon. As Dan will start that broadcast about 3 o'clock with the girls, and of course, we'll be hot and heavy here on the mats about 3 o'clock. So Dan will bring us scoring updates and live updates throughout that girls basketball game, and hopes to wrap things up and bring you the game full coverage. Well, folks, the hard work's been put in. The blood, the sweat, the tears of a long season have been paid, and now the fruits of their labor will unfold on these mats, these very mats that sit here before me on the red and blue mats here at Albia High School. And we'll be here to bring it all to you on this Super Saturday Super Bowl weekend. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for bringing this broadcast to all of you and to all of our great sponsors. Have a great Saturday. Sit back, relax. You're ready for a big Saturday of sports right here on your sports leader, KIC. This is Jason Summers saying so long from the Corner 34-5. We'll see you at noon with the sectional wrestling.
This is KIIC, Albia, on your dial at 96.7 FM and on the web at KIICradio.com.